spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Uncle Buck here. Oh, what a show I have for you this week. But I must ask that proverbial question, how do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? However you like it, I strive to fill an hour or so of great blues music that I think you're gonna like. No question about the featured artist this week. Tedeschi Trucks has a new album out entitled Future Soul. And there's some tracks from the album that I think will make you go, oh, wow. Also getting spins here in segment one, the King of the Shuffle, Jimmy Reed's on board, Freddie King, Muddy Waters, and a great duo from Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa. But let's stop yakking and start the tracking. Here's one of those great performances from Albert Collins. It's called Put Your Shoe on the Other Foot.
Just like me.
Definitely one of my favorite husband and wife teams that play the blues, and definitely one of my favorite bands out there playing the blues, a little bit of funk, a little bit of jazz. I'm talking about Susan and Derek Trucks heading up their 12-piece band, the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Oh my goodness, they're the featured artists this week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, and there's some tracks from their new album, Future Soul. I really like it, and I think you will too. In an interview with Rockin' Blues Muse, they describe the album cover of Super Soul portrays Derek and Susan as superheroes with superhero artwork on their t-shirts. Rockin' Blues Muse went on in the interview to say that the album is a little bit different for Derek and Susan and the Tedeschi Trucks Band. None of the tracks in the album are over 5 minutes, some even pushing the 3.5 minute mark. Oh, but they are filled with the Tedeschi Trucks style. They went on to say that in the album, the Tedeschi Trucks Band ventures with vigor through their signature style of blues, jazz, soul, and even funk. So let's get into it. Here's this week's featured artist, the Tedeschi Trucks Band, from the album Future Soul. Oh, you're gonna like this track. It's called Devil Be Gone.
Devil Be Gone. Leave me alone. I'm just trying to walk down the street. They say hi to whoever I meet. Don't you tell me that it's wrong. Devil be gone. Devil be gone. I can't see in front of me. And I'm tripping on my feet. Let me sing my joyful song. Devil be gone. Devil be gone. Devil be gone. Oh, devil be gone. Oh, I'm singing my song. Oh, devil be gone. Devil be gone. I'm just trying to smile my face. So just go and leave no trace. So my day can carry on. Devil be gone. I'm just trying to live my life. I don't need your damn advice. You just go and move along. Devil be gone. Devil be gone. Devil be gone.
our featured artist, the Tedeschi Trucks Band, from their 2026 album release, Future Soul. They're going to be back in segment two, so stick around. We're going to go back-to-back and belly-to-belly at this time with a double dose of the blues. It's going to be kicked off by Mike Finnegan and followed by Jimmy Reed. Jimmy Reed's song is Baby, What You Want Me to Do? This clip actually has a bit of conversation with Jimmy Reed and the engineer producing the studio track. But kicking off this double dose of blues, the late Mike Finnegan. I played a track from Mike Finnegan, who I have a little history with back in my Wichita, Kansas radio days. And after hearing the track that I have coming up, you might want to know a little bit more about Mike Finnegan. I go into depth on some of my history with the late Mike Finnegan, plus a Finnegan track I think you're going to like. That's archived as show number 279 on UncleBUC.com. Looking on iTunes to see what was getting a lot of hits, there's Mike Finnegan at the top of the list. Oh, what about that? Mike Finnegan has an album out, and from that album, oh, you're gonna dig this one. A B.B. King track. Joe Bonamassa helped produce this one, too. It's called Don't Answer the Door.
The break of day, and you know that's too late to visit anybody. So tell your mama to please, please, please stay away. I don't want a soul, baby. The little girl, she talk too much. She just have to come by to see us. Dad had to meet us Sunday, Sunday, down at the church. I don't want you to answer the door for nobody, baby, nobody, baby. Woman, you know you all alone. I don't want the doctor at my house, so you can just sit by till I get home. Cause I don't want so bad. Hey. And you know you all are alone.
Hey, hey, it's Matt, the producer, and you're listening to the best blues show in Texas, Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
What's the name of this? You got me doing what you want me. Hey.
Baby, what you
want to
let go?
No, baby, what you want me to do? Baby, what you want me to do?
Baby, why you want to let go?
Yeah.
You could even make it, why I let go. Make it short, why I let go.
Here we go. 59-1211.
me beeping, you got me hiding, you got me beeping, hide, hide, beeping, the way you wanna let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you want me, so baby, why you wanna let go?
If someone asked me what Jimmy Reed song has been covered by the most artists, I would have to say it's the track you just heard, Baby What You Want Me to Do. Elvis covered it, Etta James covered it, Coco Taylor covered it, and the list goes on to mention names of covering Jimmy Reed's Baby What You Want Me to Do, like Johnny Rivers, Carla Thomas, the Everly Brothers, Ronnie Wood, Albert Collins, Jerry Lee Lewis, just to mention a few. I was dragged to a Wayne Newton concert once upon a time in my past, and Wayne Newton even did it in his show. The time has rolled around for our Then and Now song for this week. Did I find a jewel here I think you're going to like? Freddie King has an album that's just been released with tracks on it that have been hidden somewhere for 50 years. Blues Rock Review depicted the album as the 1975 live album entitled Feeling All Right. So to take care of the then track on Then and Now, here is Freddie King, 50 years later, a live track of Big Legged Woman.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, and coming up in segment two on Then and Now, the Now track is going to be taken care of by Papa Chubby and Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. The Now track of our Then and Now song, Big Legged Woman. We're going to give it a go at this time, though, with two in a row. Kicking it off is going to be Muddy Waters, followed by a great duo of Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa. Their song is I'll Take Care of You. But kicking off this two in a row, Muddy Waters. Actually, the track is listed as the Muddy Waters Blues Band. Kind of an amazing happening, watching the video of this track. Muddy Waters kicks it off with the band, does a verse or two, gets up, says something about here's the Muddy Waters Blues Band, and walks off the stage. Oh, and what a band it was. Listen to this lineup. Luther Guitar, Junior Johnson, Bob Margolin, Pine Top Perkins. Oh, and some great harp by Jerry Portnoy. Calvin Jones was on board along with Willie Big-Eyed Smith. Whew, what a band. So kicking off this segment's two in a row, the Muddy Waters Blues Band, and You Don't Have to Go.
Thank you. Hey everybody, this is Danielle Nicole and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
You want to sing it with me? On UncleBUC.com. Beautiful.
Loved and lost, same as you. So to say, I know just what you've been through. Take care of you. Take care of you.
Well, our producer, Mr. Matt's in the studio, peering through the window, holding up two fingers. That means it's time to take a little pause for the cause and get ready for segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Ooh, coming up in segment two, it's going to be kicked off with a great instrumental by Ronnie Earl. Ooh, a track from our featured artist, Tedeschi Trucks Band, I know you're going to like. James Cotton's getting a spin. Etta James, Tommy Castro, and the Painkillers. Ooh, and a blues duo I know you're going to dig. Oh, John Lee Hooker and Santana. It's all coming up in segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hey folks, this is your friendly neighborhood guitar man, Linwood Taylor, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues show on UnclebuC.com. Thank you.
Welcome into segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. If you're keeping track, this is show number 281. It'll be archived on UncleBUC.com. Oh, what about that instrumental kicking us into segment two? That was Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters with a track called Big Train. What a guitar picker that guy is. As a matter of fact, back in 2020, Ronnie Earl was proclaimed the Guitar Player of the Year at the Blues Music Awards. Ooh, what about that? Oh, what a featured artist we have this week. Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks heading up that 12-piece band that goes under the moniker of the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Oh, what a band. Oh, you're going to like this one coming up. Up in segment one, I mentioned that kind of unusual for the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Not a track on the album is over 5 minutes. Some of the tracks are even pushing the 3-minute, 30-second mark. Rock and Blues Muse described this next cut as music that is shoehorned, a 3-minute, 30-second bite-sized chunk of New Orleans funk. With a scorching, by the way, a scorching 35-second solo from Derek Trucks that is something else, let me tell you. Oh, I've talked enough about it. Let's slap it on the turntable. From the Tedeschi Trucks Band album, Future Soul, here's Crazy Crying. Bye. to my soul, it is time to do a double shot of the blues. A great harp man, James Cotton's gonna kick it off, to be followed by They Called Her Peaches, Etta James. Her song is Stop On By. But kicking off this double shot, James Cotton. Oh, baby, you don't have to go.
This is Gemini Dragon, all the way from Louisiana, and you are listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com, UncleBUC.com, oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah.
Welcome, stop on by. You know I'll be here, baby, to dry your eyes, dry your eyes. But I'm getting tired of being that second girl. Your old standby. Now listen. Is it the material thing that you're giving? Can you truly say you're living? True love, I'm the one that's giving. Oh, I'm trying to keep from hurting your feelings. Thank you. one day I might be the one to make you cry. Don't take for granted I'll always be, 'cause there's some man somewhere that could truly, truly need me. Think about it, baby. Is it the material thing that she's giving? Can you truly say you've been living? She's giving. Can you truly say that you've been living? True love, I'm the one that's giving. But I'm trying to keep from hurting your feelings. Stop on by. Stop on by, babe.
Up in segment one on our Then and Now feature, Freddie King took care of the then version of Big Legged Woman, and the time has rolled around to take care of the now track. Back in 2025, a great guitar player and blues man, who just happened to be one of Freddie King's biggest fan, I'm talking about Papa Chubby, recorded an entire album. Name of the album was I Love Freddie King. And on that album, Papa Chubby was teamed up with Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. Well, you talk about a couple of blues men. Put an ear on this one, taking care of the now version of our Then and Now song. Papa Chubby and Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, and Freddie King's Big Legged Woman. Skirt. Mr. Matt's waving at me through the studio window. You know, Mr. Matt, you're almost getting famous for holding up those two fingers of yours, trying to tell me what to do, trying to tell me that we have time for two more before we go. And I always have to look down in that big old bucket of blues I brought with me to make sure that Mr. Matt's right. And let's see. Ooh, oh, there is only two more in there, Mr. Matt. Ha, ha, ha! Kicking it off is gonna be Tommy Castro, followed, won all kind of awards. What a team this was. King of the Boogie, John Lee Hooker, and Santana, the title track from their 1998 production of The Healer. But kicking off this tumo before we go, Tommy Castro and the Painkillers, some of those get down and dirty blues called Blues Prisoner.
Door. tears keep on falling.
This is Eric Gales, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Yeah, you want to sing it with me? On UncleBUC.com.
Thank you.
And that puts a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I certainly want to thank everyone that dialed in, clicked in, however you got here. If you like what we do, be sure and tell your friends about it. And it would mean a whole bunch. Make my heart go pitty-pat, as a matter of fact. If you haven't done so, give us a follow on Facebook, Instagram, and on TikTok. I'm going to be back next week with another big old bucket of blues just for you. So until that time, though, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.